This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Government has given the nod to the continuation of the Atal Pension Yojana till 2030-31, along with extension of funding support for promotional and developmental activities. The decision was taken during a cabinet meeting held under the chairmanship of Prime Minister Narendra Modi in New Delhi today. The scheme was launched in May 2015 with the objective of providing old age income security to workers in the unorganized sector. The scheme offers a guaranteed minimum pension ranging from 1,000 to 5,000 rupees per month after attaining the age of 60, depending on the subscriber's contribution. The cabinet also approved an equity support of 5,000 crore rupees to the Small Industries Development Bank of India. The move is expected to benefit approximately 25,74,000 new MSME beneficiaries. India has asserted that it is building the foundation for global artificial intelligence, AI, services. Addressing a session at World Economic Forum in Davos today, Electronics and Information Technology Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said the country is working on all five layers of the AI architecture: application, model, chip, infra, and energy.
There are five layers in the AI architecture: the application layer, the model layer, the chip layer, the infra layer, and the energy layer. We are working on all the five layers. On the application layer, we will probably be the biggest supplier of services to the world, understand the business of enterprise, understand the working of that enterprise, and provide that service using AI applications. That's going to be the biggest factor of success or successful deployment of AI, because that's where ROI comes from.
The minister firmly rejected the International Monetary Fund chief's remark, calling India a second-tier AI power. Citing Stanford rankings, he said India stands third globally in AI preparedness. Mr. Vaishnav said an investment worth $70 billion is confirmed in AI infrastructure. He said through the India AI Impact Summit, which is scheduled for next month, the country will make sure that technology is not only accessible to India, but to the global south as well. Mr. Vaishnav met IBM CEO Arvind Krishna and Meta Chief Global Affairs Officer Joel Kaplan in Davos today. The Supreme Court today warned that illegal mining in Aravallis can lead to irreversible damage. The top court said it will constitute an expert committee comprising domain experts to undertake an exhaustive and holistic examination of mining and related issues in the Aravallis hills and ranges. The Ministry of Power today released a new draft National Electricity Policy 2026, which aims to transform the power sector to meet the vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047. The Power Ministry said the policy provides a comprehensive blueprint for a future-ready, financially viable and environmentally sustainable power sector to provide reliable and quality power at affordable price. U.S. President Donald Trump today asserted that he would not use force to acquire Greenland, even as he pressed for U.S. control of the Arctic island. Trump was addressing the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. His address comes amid heightened U.S.-European tensions over Greenland. Trump further added that his country has sought negotiation to acquire Greenland, as no nation is in a position to secure it other than the United States. The European Parliament has decided to suspend work on the European Union's trade deal with the United States to protest at the US President Donald Trump's demands to acquire Greenland and threats of tariffs on European allies who oppose his plan. The EU Assembly has been debating legislative proposals to remove many EU import duties on US goods, a key part of the agreement struck in Turnberry, Scotland at the end of July, as well as to continue zero duties for US lobsters initially agreed with Trump in 2020. In men's cricket, India have set a target of 239 runs before New Zealand in the first T20 of the five-match series in Nagpur. Earlier put into bat, the hosts posted 238 runs for the loss of 7 wickets in the stipulated 20 overs. In reply, New Zealand were 125 for 3 in 13.1 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.